Hi there. The word for you today is don't drift away. In Hebrews 2 verse 1 we read, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Note the words drift and neglect. Those words should set off alarm bells for you. Samson's decline was so gradual that he didn't even realize it was happening. Like flipping a switch, he'd gotten used to drawing on the power of God and overcoming every enemy and obstacle. But sin and self-indulgence became his undoing. When Delilah said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson," he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before, at other times, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines took him. That's a sobering story. When you neglect God, you begin to drift away. You say, well, how does that look? Well, your prayers aren't as effective. You're no longer a godly influence on those around you. You slip back into old habit patterns. You refuse to forgive those who've offended you. You fail to make amends to those you've hurt. You start doing what's expedient and comfortable instead of what's right. You harbor attitudes of fear and resentment. You feed your old nature and neglect your new one. These are all signs that you need a spiritual checkup. So today ask God to highlight those attitudes, activities, and relationships that need to be dealt with and start weeding them out. And the good news is this. When you're obedient to God's word and the Spirit's leading, you can regain your spiritual vitality, and God can use you even more effectively.